putting a rubber duck in front of photos sounds like a cute idea, but in front of Auschwitz, tone deaf much? Well, that's what a travel blogger has done. Turkish Instagrammer Atuk Apil has a shtick where he put a rubber duck in front of many famous global locations, but the recent Auschwitz posts, well, it's caused an uproar. The site's official museum asked if this was disrespectful, even intentionally, on its Twitter page. What seems to make it worse is the caption is sobering. It recounts the horrors that went on. Quote, trains full of people arrived daily and were immediately separated between fit and unfit. The fit had a life expectancy of months, while the unfit were sent directly to the gas chambers, and above it was a picture of a rubber duck. Many label the post tasteless and disgusting. The blogger has taken down the post and apologised. So I guess I pose to you both the questions Alan asked on the museum's page. Is this disrespectful, or is it a side effect of the visual world that we should accept and ignore?
I think it's disrespectful. Like, I struggle with that story, you know. It kind of, in their that person's opinion, it kind of dumbs it down that you can take a picture of a duck. It's, I just think it's crazy, the whole, like, this has happened quite recently. And same in Chernobyl, where people go, tourists go, and they take selfies. So I've seen people I know on Instagram and stuff taking selfies on Auschwitz and Chernobyl, and it baffles me that they think it's okay, you know? I don't understand it. It's not my way of thinking. But I just think, I don't know if it's a lack of respect or a lack of education. I don't know, but I disagree.
I think it's probably a side effect of having yourself as the ultimate location of what's right and what's good. So, you know, it's the irony of having this platform that you can reach millions of people. But at the same time, you're really just posting to make yourself feel good, or to make yourself look
very
good,
selfish,
or to it's that narcissistic aspect that, you know, the mere fact that you wouldn't take a step back from that and go, oh, hang on, I've posted rubber duckies on all my other lovely overseas jaunts, but actually, does this one really work? You know, I don't have to do it. I don't. But there's no step back and look at yourself in context.
Yeah, very
it's
well
solipsistic.
Said.
It's completely solipsistic.